the veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Spruce up your home before the holidays and save during the Milgard Fall into Savings event going on now at A1 Glass.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Save up to $40 per Milgard window and up to $85 per Milgard door. How many windows and doors do you have? Add it up. That's a huge savings. Contact A1 Glass today and save.
During the Milgard Fall into Savings event, visit A1Glass.com today.
A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Discounts come in the form of a gift card on select Milgard items only. See A1 Glass for details.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 6 kicked off in Seattle where the Niners dominated the Seahawks 36-24. Brock Purdy threw for 3 touchdowns, 2 of them to George Kittle. Deebo Samuel caught a 76-yard touchdown to become the first wide receiver in NFL history with 20 TD receptions and 20 TD runs. San Francisco now 3-3. Geno Smith threw 2 interceptions as the Seahawks fall to 3-3. In other news, Jets interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich is making changes to the offense before his first game. Ulbrich told reporters that Todd Downing will take over play calling duties for the Jets offense, while Nathaniel Hackett will remain on the staff. Downing, a former offensive coordinator with the Titans, is the Jets passing game coordinator. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers called Downing a phenomenal quarterback coach. New York fired head coach Robert Saleh on Tuesday following a 2-3 start to the season. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, G&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at G&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s. Women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at G&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 11th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
94th Annual Paso Robles Pioneer Day Parade tomorrow. Templeton CSD considering a 1% increase in its impact fees. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The 94th Annual Pioneer Day Parade returns to Paso Robles tomorrow, October 12th. At 7 a.m., the traditional bean cooking begins at the Paso Robles City Park, and at the gazebo at 8 a.m. is the children's pet show. Right afterwards will be the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest. Then the parade starts promptly at 10 a.m., beginning on 16th and Spring Street and ending in the downtown City Park. The parade will feature a variety of antique tractors, horse-drawn wagons, marching bands, youth groups, church groups, floats, vintage cars, and more. After the parade at noon, the free bean feed starts in the downtown City Park. Then enjoy the Whiskerino Contest, the Horseshoe Pitching Contest, Pioneer Museum activities at Riverside Avenue, Gymkhana at 1 at the Paso Robles Event Center, and Pioneer Games as well at 3 p.m. at the Event Center. The Templeton Community Services District will be holding a meeting on Tuesday, October 15th, for its regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its impact fees, effective January 1st, 2025. The board typically approves adjustments to fees each year since 2019. The board last updated its impact fees in September 2023, updating its fire development impact fee. With information collected, the CSD is considering to increase water, wastewater, fire, and parks and recreation development fees by 1%. Juvenile arrested at Liberty High School for possessing a weapon on school grounds. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles School District announced that a juvenile was arrested yesterday morning for possessing a weapon on school grounds. The release says that at around 9:50 a.m., staff were alerted to a student displaying a knife at Liberty High School's parking lot. Two possible students were narrowed down, and a pat-down search for weapons was conducted on each student. One of them, a 17-year-old male, was found to be in possession of a folding pocket knife. He was arrested and transported to San Luis Obispo Juvenile Hall. The school determined there was no ongoing threat to students or staff. Yesterday evening at around 8 p.m., a white sedan crashed head-on into a pickup truck on Creston Road near Niblick. This collision halted traffic in both directions and scattered debris on the roadway. Three people were injured in total. The driver of the sedan was treated at the hospital for moderate injuries. A PG&E power outage hit the Atascadero area this morning, shutting power off for nearly 3,000 customers. The outage was first reported at around 6:20 a.m., affecting customers near Highway 101 from Vineyard Drive to Highway 41 in Atascadero. Power has since been restored. No information is currently available on the cause. Paso Robles High School's Crimson News Magazine has been named one of the finalists for the National Scholastic Press Association 2024 Pacemaker Competition. A release by the news magazine says Crimson is one of 41 schools nationwide announced as finalists. The winner will be announced on November 9th at the National High School Journalism Convention in Philadelphia. The release says students and staff from Crimson News Magazine will attend the convention come November 20th to collect their finalist award and compete in other competitions. Crimson News Magazine has received a similar award in 2023 and has placed 18 times in print and online national best of shows since 2009, the release says. On Monday, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The forum will also be live-streamed on the school district's broadcast channel and will be available for viewing on YouTube. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. In sports, Major League Baseball, yesterday the Guardians beat the Tigers 5-4. Their series is now tied 2-2. The Yankees over the Royals 3-1. The Yankees have now won their series. Tonight in Game 5 will be the Padres versus the Dodgers. Then finishing off the division series is the Guardians against the Tigers. In the NFL, yesterday for Thursday Night Football, the 49ers beat the Seahawks 36-24. And for KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday, first we'll have the Browns versus the Eagles, then the Raiders will take on the Steelers, and finally the Bengals against the Giants. In high school football tonight, the Pastorables Bearcats will host St. Joseph, Templeton will travel to Morro Bay, the Greyhounds will take on Pioneer Valley, and Mission Prep will host Crothers. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. One person dead, another hospitalized after a shooting on the 5 freeway that snarled traffic for hours in L.A. This woman at the scene says you can never be too careful when you're driving.
We have to be aware of our surroundings and what's going on around us.
Both suspects fled the scene. One of the women accusing rock star Marilyn Manson of sexual assault, Game of Thrones actress Esme Bianco, is blasting L.A. County D.A. George Gascon for his handling of the case.
I have reached out to Mr. Gascon directly time and again, asking for him to meet with me and to offer an explanation of why they still haven't made a decision on whether to prosecute. And time and again, he has ignored me.
Gascon says his office is looking at new evidence in the case. An opening statement starts next week in the murder of a tech executive in San Francisco. Nima Momeni accused of stabbing Cash App founder Bob Lee last year. No word if Momeni will take the stand, but his attorneys do plan to argue self-defense. I'm John Gilliland, and this is California Headline News.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
We're chatting with our guest, always safety first, 811 Megaphone Man.
Call 811 before you dig.
You never stray from your mission of letting homeowners, landscapers, and excavators know you should always call 811 before you dig.
Call 811.
Call for both small and big jobs. And 2 working days in advance?
811.
Any parting words? And I'm guessing they will be.
Call 811 before you dig.
Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
811.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer 2 convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. As an irrigation sales representative in the Imperial Valley, John Tamayo is on the front lines of the most ambitious water conservation effort in the country. Amid warnings that the Colorado River is running dry, farmers in the valley have undertaken efforts to conserve an unprecedented amount of water, some of it through the installation of more efficient irrigation systems. I appreciate being able to play a role in that, said Tamayo, who works with farmers to determine which irrigation systems are best suited for their farming needs and conservation goals. His desire to support farmers led him to join the California Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers program, where he serves on the state committee representing Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, and San Mateo counties. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP says there is a two-vehicle traffic collision with an ambulance en route in Paso Robles on Jardine Road, just north of Awaken Place. The incident first occurred at around 7:19 this morning, with emergency officials still at the scene. No further information is available at this time. Again, there's a traffic incident in Paso Robles on Jardine Road, just north of Awaken Place, that first occurred at around 7:19 this morning. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, then sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday, sunny on Friday next week. Mid-80s Sunday into Monday and Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday, then about 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow and S&P both rose to record territory in early trading today, helped by upbeat earnings for J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. Both stocks are up around 5%. Consumer sentiment cooled this month. The University of Michigan's preliminary reading for October came in at 68.9. Economists were anticipating a reading over 70. The cost of things at the wholesale level, the producer price index, was flat in September from August. However, on an annual basis, the PPI rose 1.8%, and excluding food and energy, prices for the year were up 2.8%. Volkswagen says it delivered fewer cars in the summer quarter. It's dealing with competition from local car companies in China and steep discounts from those car makers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
There's a reason when you think of spas, you think jacuzzi. The Jacuzzi family developed pumps for bathtubs that started the spa industry. Slow Spas has been a dealer since 1983 and is family-owned and operated. Slow Spas carries top-of-the-line infrared saunas and Jacuzzi and Bellagio spas. Slow Spas installs and stands by their products. Your body deserves the best. Visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon from East Tennessee, Al is back. He's got the power, electricity, and everything looks like it's ready to go. Open by Friday this afternoon, 1230 till 2. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country, then Diane, a couple hours on the Country Store. Jimmy, Gearhead Radio, and in the spotlight with Gary Brill on the jukebox is The fun. He's appeared at the Mid-State Fair a couple of times. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. That's all here on KPRL, the right choice, AM 1230 KPRL, and, of course, 99.3 FM. Freedom of speech coming up in just a few moments.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass-cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A funeral home employee calls 911 after finding a body in the lobby. Vegas police review surveillance spotting Patricia Sierra, 47, as she wheels a casket out of the viewing room, dumps the body in the lobby, then proceeds out the front doors with the casket. Sierra now charged with grand larceny, burglary, and disturbing human remains. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." When we look at our lives, do we see the new creation or do we see something else? Is Scripture influencing our thoughts or painful moments in our past? If we embrace a scriptural view, everything we perceive begins to change. Paul continues, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Two obvious questions emerge. First, am I made righteous by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross? And second, do I feel righteous? Righteousness, like salvation, is a free gift of grace through faith. If we walk by faith and trust in God's word, eventually how we feel begins to change. Those painful internal conversations give way to the Lord's narrative over our lives. By faith, we embrace those narratives such as we are loved and are the recipients of his adoration.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. Paso Robles High School's Crimson News Magazine has been named one of the finalists for the National Scholastic Press Association 2024 Pacemaker Competition. The winner will be announced on November 9th at the National High School Journalism Convention in Philadelphia. PRHS students and staff will attend the convention come November 20th. The Templeton CSD will be holding a meeting on Tuesday, October 15th for the regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its impact fees by 1%, effective January 1st, 2025. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There may be bodies still to be found in places damaged or flooded in Hurricane Milton in Florida. 17 deaths are confirmed, many in the tornado outbreak before the storm made landfall. That's when Connor Farron in Fort Myers lost his home, but then later found his cat.
My parents end up finding him in the under some debris, but in the box spring of my mattress.
Current report of power outages, 2.4 million. Former President Obama campaigning for Vice President Harris in Pittsburgh with a message for men.
I seem to think Trump's behavior, the bullying and the putting people down, is a sign of strength. And I am here to tell you, that is not what real strength is.
Former President Trump campaigns today in Colorado and then Nevada, where a new Wall Street Journal poll has him 6 points ahead. America's listening to Fox News.
Buyers will qualify for on-sentence and programs, financing through select lenders, unapproved credit, and on select new 24 Ram 1500s only. Not all buyers will qualify. Discount offer on a new Ram 24 1500 Limited Crew Cab 4x4, VIN number ending 131928. See dealer for details.
You've been waiting for low interest rates. How about 0.9 for 72? Want a huge discount? How does over $20,000 off a new Ram truck sound? Sean, details please.
Hi, it's Sean Kaler from Olehi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, during Ram Power Days, take up to $20,577 off new Ram 1500s. That's over $20,000 off the Ram truck you're looking for. Or take advantage of 0.9% financing for 72 months. These offers are absolutely for the public only, so please no dealers. Don't wait. Rams at these rates and prices won't last long. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Take $20,577 off a new 24 Ram 1500 or get 0.9% financing for 72 months during Ram Power Days going on now on Vallejo Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll see you next to Lowe's in...
I'm Kenny Enney. True excellence requires hard work. When we fail to enforce discipline or uphold standards in our schools, we fail our children. The class of 2024 had a 94% graduation rate. But when 52% of them failed to meet standards in English and 77% of them failed to meet standards in math, we have failed as a community. We owe it to our students to challenge and inspire them to new heights. Help them to be excellent. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine and some clouds, mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. A beautiful 94th Pioneer Day, mid-80s. Sunny Sunday, low to mid-80s. Mid-80s Monday, Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index, 10 up and down. 7.07 a.m., 6.33 p.m., we are at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. As I mentioned, this afternoon, 12.30 till 2, it'll be open mic Friday from East Tennessee. Al has the power back so far. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us here, I've got an update on the completely unscientific but absolutely accurate KPRL poll. District 1 and District 3, oh my goodness, October surprise time.
I woke up this morning, my head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make sense.
The Morning Exchange.
Slam, bam, I'm feeling all right. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's got to do is just give me
KPRL.
All right, here it is, folks. The Paso Robles District 1. Chris Beal, 12. How about that? Chris Beal, 12, Linda George, 8, and Sharon Roden, 5, and in District 3, Michael Rivera, 7, Steve Gregory, 5, and Jeff Carr, 1. That is the latest update. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. So because of what was being said last hour, I looked at my ballot I got the other day, opened it up, and the address is on there, like some people figured out where it was. But I saw that they changed our polling place. So they changed the polling place in Creston to drive into Atascadero on El Camino to the Methodist Church. So they want more than 2,000 people to drive 20 miles instead of voting in their own community right next to the post office where they would mail it anyway.
Well, there was another one in here I got on somebody had a different location as well, and I don't see it here. But, yeah, the same type of thing on the movement, and I forget where. But, there's no explanation why.
No, there was no heads up, hey, we're going to change your polling place. Everybody here in Creston knows everybody. Everybody that works at the polling place in Creston knows all the people. When they sign the book, they know who lives there and who doesn't live there. Why would you change an area that is completely away from any other area without doing anything? This to me is unacceptable by this fool that's the county recorder. That it's just, like I said, it's unacceptable. You know what?
Okay.
I'm going to put up some signs down at the local places there for people to sign to file a complaint against this person and go to the DA's office. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
They have no reason to do what they did.
Here's the one I was referring to. Last year's ours was at the event center. This year, it's San Miguel. Now, I happen to know this person lives on the west side of Paso Robles on the south side. Okay? You know where the frontage road is there going out Ramada, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this person lives there, and now they have to vote in San Miguel.
Is this their way to force you to go to the post office? Why would I bypass a place where I would drop it off above the library in Atascadero and or the Republican headquarters that would deliver it and not use the mail to go to the Methodist Church somewhere else in Atascadero.
Dropbox?
No, I'm not. No, well, you could do it in person without putting it in a Dropbox at the I'll just call it the temporary recorder's office that's in Atascadero above the library there.
Yeah, no, I yours and this one are very strange on the difference in the location.
I just think all the listeners here in Creston in this area that would vote at the fire station need to pay attention. I don't care if you go to the Long Branch, the loading chute, the post office. You're going to go to the post office to get your mail anyway. You need to sign a complaint. I want to come up with a complaint form and make sure that stupid woman gets it. And then it goes to the DA's office also.
This
is ridiculous. And I got my notice that my ballot was sent from the state. I'm going to send them something too.
You know, I don't know if it has to do with the type of election it is, but I know that, you know, because we live in Ranchita Canyon, that, and I forget the year, but I was able to vote in San Miguel, and the last time we had to drive all the way to Lockwood. Now, I haven't looked at my ballot this year just to see where it. I haven't opened it up, so I don't know.
I only opened it up because I knew, well, the address has got to be there, and then I was surprised when I saw that the address was different. So I've been here 23 years. I've never voted anywhere else.
Well, yeah, maybe Darsha may have an answer. I don't know. But, all right. Well, thanks for the heads up for people, and got to remind them again.
Yeah, they want people to vote early and to do whatever. That's fine. But I think that there should still be some type of written complaint.
Okay.
I don't care. She probably doesn't care. I'm still going to shame her. I'm going to shame their whole system for their ways of trying to cheat. Maybe they can find 327 more votes in a closet on the next day, and maybe they can do this, and maybe they can do that, and maybe they can call up people that live out of the country and have them fill out ballots that only come to Cambria to vote for Bruce so they can win by a certain number. These people are outlaws, thieves, and liars and cheaters.
Well, this is strange, and you're right. You need to put pressure on. But you know what, folks? Don't let it discourage you from voting.
No, we still want everybody to vote. You are 100% correct, Kevin. And we want everybody to participate, but we also can participate and complaining that this is unacceptable. And if this woman can't do the job the way it's been done for all these other years, then she doesn't need to be there.
Well,
her job will be coming up soon, and we can get rid of her.
Well,
or maybe they can get the League of Women and Witches to back her up. They seem to be involved in all this crap, too.
Well, she shouldn't have been able to keep her job after the last election. Another call, Greg. Thanks a lot, and thanks for the information. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How about those New York Yankees moving on to the ALCS?
I was surprised because, you know, as you know, I go to bed early, so I was watching the game, and I thought, well, it's going to go to New York for Game 5. They haven't been playing well, and I go back to something stupid that a sports writer said in beginning of September. Well, the Yankees are peaking at the right time, and I thought, it's the beginning of September. Teams don't stay on a roll that long, so their hitting has gone dead. We'll see what happens against Cleveland. Cleveland or Detroit?
Yeah, I think Aaron Judge there is looking a little bit cooked, isn't he?
Yeah, he looks. When you watch players, you know, or even just people that you're around a long time, you can just notice that there's something different about them, and there is something. I don't know if it's the fatigue from the long season or not, but yeah, it's noticeable.
Yeah, I mean, he hit so much homers, you know. I don't know, but at least he went out, you know, with the most.
Yeah, well, he's he did hit the ball harder the last couple of games. Not all at-bats, but a couple of them. But we'll see. They get, what, 3 or 4 days off before they start the game in New York on Monday?
Yeah, And then Juan Soto, man, coming from the Padres, that guy is putting in some good work, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fun to watch. Yeah, he's pretty animated when he's in at bat there, the way he crouches and looks and stuff like that.
Yeah, he is. I'm a big Dodger fan though, but you know, it's fun to watch the Yankees all the time. Yeah. Especially with guys like Aaron Judge and Ohtani, you know, in this day and age, it's just fun to watch those guys play, you know.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it's a fun time of the year. I was talking to somebody last week about it, that I enjoy the playoff system now, where being a you know, a strict baseball guy, I've enjoyed the changes.
Right. We'll see how the Dodgers and the Padres do today, but they forced that fifth game.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and it's funny how everyone's saying how the Dodgers fans and the Yankees fans are just about the same now with what happened in the last game.
Yeah, well, who knows? Ohtani may hit three home runs, or Mookie.
Yeah,
those guys are good. They are good, but their pitching's a little weak right now. But we'll see. All right, well, got another call. Enjoy the games.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's Starsha. How are you?
Okay.
Great. Greg beat me to the punch this morning. I had to get to pavement, and I'm going to try to stay in an area where I can keep a signal. I'm headed south, literally and figuratively, I think. So here's what's happening with all of the precinct locations. They're supposed to keep a ballot type exactly the same. So everyone in each precinct has exactly the same ballot, with the same school board races, with the same district city councils, or, you know, so that each precinct has only those races on the ballot. And what I'm hearing is that my location has changed. Your location, you can go in person. Probably Monterey County is controlling your precinct location. But I'm out at Ranchita Canyon, and we've usually been in San Miguel. But coincidentally, for November 2022, we got moved to Paso Robles. So this is what happens if you go to the incorrect precinct at the polling location that's at the top of your ballot, on that little tear-off, just like the caller last hour was talking about. If you go to the incorrect location, then they will not have your specific ballot. So it's really important. We have so many patriots on KPRL that know that the most secure way you can vote is to go in person on election day. And to go in person and get a precinct ballot, you have to be at the correct location. Otherwise, you'll have to use a provisional ballot or go to the actual precinct location so that you can have your exact ballot for all of the races based on your residence location. So I have noticed that they are moving people around, and they can have a, quote, explanation for it. But I agree with Greg. This is absolutely a way to have people confusion and to have people who want to vote in person going all over the place, going past other precincts to get to a new precinct. Mine, for example, was in San Miguel. Then they moved it for November 2022 to Paso Robles Masonic Complex. Now, for this election, we're at the Estrella Warbirds. So please, please, please look at the top of your ballot. I want to mention something else that is really important, is that there are over 5,000 people. I'm trying to get the exact number. I've done a public records request. These are mail ballot only precincts. You do not have an in-person location where you can go and vote on election day. There's no voter roster that you can sign. To me, it's unconstitutional. What they've said is that, well, tough decisions had to be made.
It's typically rural locations, typically conservative voters. So I am going to be putting in a complaint as soon as I know the numbers. I will be putting in a complaint. And anyone, we have worked the Republican Party, San Luis Obispo, and New California State have worked with the sheriff. We now have a location, a website where we can report things. Like I had a report of ballots laying on the side of the road, along with mail on the side of the road. The person very kindly took that to the post office, but reporting that to the sheriff, you can go to slowsheriff.org, I believe, and then under make a claim, you can have an incident report filed through the sheriff's department. Commander McKim is the one who is in charge of monitoring that, and perhaps we can have a site on KPRL, just a link to be able to report things that are ballot issues and election potential election fraud, and go have it go directly to the sheriff so that they can be monitoring these things real time.
Darsha, are you saying that it's a possibility that because of where I live, that I might not have a place to go to, that I'll simply have to drop it off or mail it in?
That's correct. I'm not sure how Monterey County decides, but you guys, you have to go through, you literally have to go through San Luis Obispo County to get anywhere. You're kind of cut off in Monterey County up
right,
there.
Because I'll,
so you have
I mean,
a
Will,
school
Jesus,
district.
We have voted in the past on school board because of where we are, because we're San Miguel. But in two separate occasions, we've either voted in San Miguel or we've had to vote in Lockwood.
And I don't believe that Monterey is sponsoring a San Miguel precinct. So, again, for you to be able to vote in person, if you have a location, it's at the top of that ballot on the tear-off portion. I would prefer if people go to the polls and not use
right.
the vote-by-mail ballot. I want you to sign the voter roster. But
yep.
I know there are people out there that say Dan Bongino says you'd be a fool to wait till election day. If you are one of those people, please don't wait. I don't want to have to try to, you know, convince you otherwise. So please hand carry your vote by mail ballot to the Republican headquarters, to Randall Jordan's office, to somebody that you trust, or go directly to the North County temporary County Clerk's office, which is the second floor of the Atascadero Library.
Mm-hmm. All right, as always, thanks for the help, Darsha.
You bet.
All right, an email here. Got a lot more coming in for Chris Beal because she's the most qualified and she's the real deal. I'm voting for Linda George and telling people to vote for Michael Rivera. Place of voting, the gentleman who called in regarding the drive-in to Atascadero from Creston to vote. He should contact one of the reporters at KSBY. They're always asking for local news items. Okay, poll, Linda George. Voting place, mine and so-and-so stayed the same. I am voting for Chris Beal for city council and passable because she's smart, resourceful, fair, and kind, and she wants what is right for the people, doesn't care to cater to special interests. She's a true go-getter and able to actually listen to her constituents. Good morning, Kevin. Nope. I'm voting for Michael Rivera and Linda George. Linda George, make it, that was before. It was way past 13. Hello, just wanted to say I'm voting for Chris Beal for city council because she's a hard worker who listens to people and really cares. Thank you. Let's see here. There was one more from previous. I will be voting for Chris Beal. She's qualified, dedicated, and has been serving our community for years. Thanks for doing this. My vote will be for Chris Beal. All right. So I support Michael Rivera for Paso Robles City Council. His opponent, Steve Gregory, has made a career out of his council membership. Michael will get to fix the roads and get rid of the dangerous and polluting camping in the riverbed and all over town. The current council has failed to address these serious issues. Drain the swamp and vote for Michael Rivera. All right, to the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to put a vote in for Linda George and Michael Rivera. And also, based on what Darsha was saying, made me look at my ballot. We live in the Dresser Ranch area, and normally we vote our polling places at the Mason's Lodge here out there on Sherwood. And our polling place this year is at Creston Community Center. So, interesting.
That's interesting, considering Greg has to come into Atascadero, and he lives out in Creston.
Exactly. I was thinking maybe Creston isn't going to have a polling place, but here we have it.
That is, well, you talk about starting to, confusing people.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, again, I forget, did you say or did I miss it? Where have you voted most of the time previously?
Usually at the Mason's Lodge, okay, which is at the corner of Commerce and Sherwood, right there by Food for Less.
Okay, yeah, all right, because, you're not that far from there, being a Dresser Ranch.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the town is actually closer for us than Creston.
Right.
Creston's a little further out for us to drive, but, I mean, it's not Atascadero, so I'm happy about that.
Well, I hope enough people in your area look at that and double check that, you know, they don't wait till the last minute and get confused, on the day of, or however they do it.
Right. Wow. Right. Exactly.
Boy, they're...
Yes.
Well, okay, that's government making things more easy for us.
Of course, and thanks again for doing what you do.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, here's an update. It is 19 for Chris Beal. This is District 1. 14 for Linda George. And 5 for Roden. District 3, Michael Rivera, 11. Steve Gregory, 5. And Jeff Carr, 1. That's our unofficial, unofficial but scientifically accurate poll here on KPRL. So, there you have it. Just moving in a little controversy already with the ballots. Let's see here. Message. What happens to our ballots turned in when we vote in person? How do we know that they will not be used? They're supposed to put a stamp on it. Supposed to put some kind of stamp on it, void or whatever they do that. So anyway, you have that, and there's information. Also, somebody had something regarding Prop 35. I do know that the Howard Jarvis Association has taken no position on this measure. And the email that came in, it said that the Republican Party and I guess locally, there was two different, one was yes, one was no. But I came across a story that if Prop 35 goes through, the federal government could take away billions in federal funding if this is passed. So do a little research, and I'm surprised that the Howard Jarvis Association is taking a view on this, but they haven't. They call, they've taken no position on this measure on Prop 35. But for the most part, you can go to the Howard Jarvis, you can go to the Central Coast Taxpayers Association site, and also the Republican Party here of the Central Coast, and they have their recommendations, and in some cases for local boards and so forth. So do a little time, a little research. They're pretty easy sites to navigate, and it doesn't take that long. So good luck.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The 94th Annual Pioneer Day Parade returns to Paso Robles tomorrow, October 12th. Enjoy the contests at 8 a.m. in the downtown city park, the parade at 10, free activities at noon, and Pioneer Games in Gymkhana at the Paso Robles Event Center later that afternoon. The parade goes from 16th and Spring Street to the downtown city park. On Monday, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, the electricity's back on in East Tennessee where Al is, so he'll be on this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, we hope. And then tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country, Diane, a couple hours on the Country Store, Jimmy Gearhead Radio, Freddie Cannon in the Spotlight with Gary Brill. Have fun tomorrow at Pioneer Day, number 94, and don't forget the new Pioneer Games. It's all free at the Event Center starting at 3. Enjoy your weekend. This hour of the Morning Exchange, was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.